I got a fucking ticket, and I wasn't driving. They said I got a speeding ticket. They pulled me over. I was driving somebody else's car. Didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Look at him smiling saying this.
No, I swear to God, it didn't happen. I haven't been pulled over for speeding since I was 17 years old. The only time I've ever been pulled over for speeding was when I was 17 years old. I've got a speeding camera ticket.
So you think somebody,
I don't know,
faked your ID?
How do they do? Could they? Then somebody said if they know my birthday, they can say they don't have my ID and give my name and my birthday.
Sounds like a fan getting pulled over and saying they're Luis J. Gomez.
That's fucking. Can you? You can't do that. All,
that's real ass. 11-4-4-2
real ass.
No, everybody do that. If you get pulled, you're like one of the only people we know. Your middle initial. My name is Luis J. Gomez.
My opening bit in my special is about my birthday. Fuck.
Fucking cop is like,
yeah,
what the
April
fuck?
1st. I shouldn't know that, but
dude,
I
it's
do.
It's like the Spartacus movie.
Is everyone in this county named Luis J. Gomez? Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
I'm Luis J. Gomez.
You're the fourth Luis J. Gomez I pulled over today.
Let's see.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Luis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things. Chichi Benson, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, the Joan Jett of comedy himself. I'm back. It's a Monday. What the fuck is up, bitch? No, Zach. No, Zach, unfortunately. What did Zach have to hit? He wasn't feeling well, right?
Something like that.
Zach's probably never feeling well, though. That can't be his excuse. Fuck you, Zach.
You say anything about his sugar level?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He got the sugars. In his place, very excited to have from the Out for Smokes podcast and the Wrestle Roasts podcast, ladies and gentlemen, the great Scott Chaplin is back.
What's
on
up,
the show.
Gang? What's up, crew? How we feeling?
What's up, doggy?
How you been, man?
Chilling, man.
Long time no see.
It's been a minute. I feel like, yeah, what's going on?
I'm good. I'm happy.
Are you doing a bunch of shows with me this winter?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Starting in January.
Fuck yeah, dog. Loving it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Also on the show from No Need for Apologies, Dave Temple is back on the show.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And last but not least, I was going to say from your YouTube special Escape from Jacksonville. But it was taken down from YouTube.
It was removed. I don't have a comedy career anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, KP Burke is on the show. Very sad.
Happy to be here, guys.
Hey.
Why'd that happen?
This was my make-a-wish to come on Real Ass Podcast and talk about it. This is where justice gets done, Lewis.
This is true. Why? What happened? Why was your special taken down? Why was mine not taken down?
I don't know, man. I think I talked about COVID too much. It's weird. They gave me the rights back to it. Pretty much the label I signed with was like, hey, we got bought out by a bigger label. And then the bigger label's like, hey, so we don't need your thing, so we're going to give it back to you, but you get to start at zero again on views. I had 50,000 views on my video,
yeah,
which is nothing. I have nothing. This is the biggest thing I've ever done is literally just jump onto your coattails, Lewis.
Nice.
This is the biggest thing
that's,
we have.
That's how bad my coattails are. There's some tiny, tiny coattails.
When I got up to 50,000, man, was on the road with Bobby, plugging the shit out of it for a long time, and then boom, they took it away. I started back at zero. I don't even think I'm at 1,000 views.
You could relaunch it.
They fucked
it,
my prom date
question,
in front of me and gave it back.
Why don't you do
me.
This? This is what I did with mine. I put mine up on X as well. And now I have more views on it on X than I have on YouTube. Now, granted, on X, I think that if you simply
scroll past it
even for a second, that counts as a view. So, you know,
is that the move?
So what are we doing now? We're just adding up tallies. We're tallying.
I have a total of 385,000 views on mine. If I count my X,
if you add everything,
if I add it all together,
and
yeah,
like Vimeo.
Well, see, if I take my clips as well, I am over 1 million.
Yeah.
Can I put? I had two clips.
I'll tell you right now. Yeah, so I'm fucking out there.
Two clips went fucking viral on Instagram from the special. I was so happy about it. And then the YouTube thing was doing okay.
Yeah.
But now if you're telling me the move is X, then that means me and Tucker Carlson are going to be reunited, working together again, trying to fix
shit. I love it.
I'm in, man. Thank
KP's
you.
KP's the fucking man. Guys, go support KP's special. Watch his special. He's very, very funny. Support all these guys and all that they do. In fact, let's get our plugs out of the way right now, and then let's get this fucking show started. What are you plugging on?
As usual, the No Need for Apologies podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. Check us out. And the final Black Ass Comedy Show of the year, December 20th at City Winery here in New York City. Best way to end the year. Come on out.
Love it. Love it. KP, what you plugging on?
Since they took my album away, I'm going to film a fucking another one and do it all by my goddamn self at the Dojo of Comedy at Tiff's and Morris Plains. Come on out. Sam Tripoli's going to help me out with this shit. March 22nd, motherfuckers. Please come out and be real ass. I need you. Thank you. I'm Love gay, it. Lewis.
You should do like Taylor Swift. Just re-record all the same jokes.
That's right. These are KP's version.
Hell yeah. There we go.
Didn't
yeah.
somebody do that? Didn't Doug Stanhope do that?
He re-recorded his...
I think he re-recorded some Comedy Central shit.
Somehow it's different.
And then
different.
He re-released it.
His like, you know how awful. Somehow it's different between like live versus the actual thing, like if you just put live next to it,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like it's two completely different codes, so it's a different view, a different track.
Right. Remember LOL Network? They were like, we own this shit for 4 years, or what yeah. was it? The silliest contract.
There was one thing that was coming out for a little while. I don't know who was running it, but it was like they were doing clips, and they would, it was like Comedy Time TV. And they would go to like the Broadway Comedy Club, and they had some shitty clips of me, dude. Like I was like a year in comedy, and then these motherfuckers recently, I was on Rogan, and then they decided to put the clips out to see if they can get like views on it because I was on Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the guy up, and I was like, dude, I was like, these are like really bad. These are old. Like it was crazy. And I was like, can you just take them down? I was like, is that a big deal? I assumed I was going to get no fucking response from this guy or fuck you. He was like, dude, of course. And I was like, wow, that was fun. The first time I was not disappointed
cool
with a human.
Yeah.
Every other time I'm disappointed with human beings, but this guy was just like, yeah, you know what, dude, of course, I get that.
A lot of that stuff is resurfaced. And I remember seeing your Gotham Comedy Live on Pluto TV, which is like a weird app.
What?
Yeah, like, and they were just running all of our old shits.
That's
but
hilarious.
Think about how long ago that was.
That was a decade ago at least.
Right, I remember waking, I was like watching Pluto TV and I fell asleep and woke up and fucking Lewis was on doing that and they were running like old Gotham Comedy Live and shit.
Shannon, would you do me a favor? Turn up, or Shannon's not here. Natalie, will you turn up the volume in the lobby for my girlfriend? My gals out there, she loves the show.
She goes, I need to hear what you're about to say, Lewis. Yeah, I know you asked them to keep you quiet. Soundproof for that
what
reason.
What are you plugging on?
Out for Smokes, my podcast. And then I got another podcast, Wrestle Roast, and I'm on the road with Lewis in January.
We got a lot of stuff coming up, guys.
Yeah.
Go to lewisofskanks.com. All of these tickets are going up right now. EMS, Pennsylvania, January 13th, January 25th through 28th, Key West, Florida. February 9th through 10th, I'll be at Comedy Works Saratoga Springs. Also in February, I'm going to be up in Poughkeepsie. I'm going to be up at Laugh It Up. They just sent me the link, though, so that should be up today or tomorrow. Side Splitters, Des Moines, Iowa, many more. I'm going all over the place. The Luis J. Gomez Meaty Ogre Tour, coming to a city near you. And
the Vogel's a good one, though. That's primo shit, dude.
Vogel, yeah. I'm going to sell 80 tickets, and it's going to be embarrassing.
I don't know. I'll show up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
81.
Yeah, there we go. make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You guys got to subscribe. You should know there is an extra episode that we do every single week of the Realist Podcast. So you guys aren't getting the whole show if you're not subscribed. Also, you guys get many other member benefits like pre-release on all episodes, uncensored episodes, ad-free episodes, and you get access to the Racist Live Chat. Racist Live Chat says, Baked Bino says 80 tickets is more than Carnival of Combat by a mile. That's not true. We sold 410 tickets for Carnival of Combat.
Racist Live Chat would like this too, by the way.
Dylan's parents bought that many tickets for him? It's like some rich parent jump rope for heart.
No, it wasn't as big as we wanted to do. Carnival of Combat, we proved the concept. A month after Skank Fest, we sold over 400 tickets. Get the fuck out of here. That was pretty goddamn good.
I was almost late today, by the way, so your Racist Live Chat was going to love this. I was almost late. I'm calling Natalie. I'm freaking out. I'm calling Shannon. I'm freaking out. And then out of nowhere, like a heroic people that they are, a Jewish-only ambulance cleared out the entire highway for me, and I got through the GWB and made it here on time. So thank you, Jewish-exclusive ambulance that you're allowed to have for some reason.
Yeah, that is strange that the Jews do have their own everything.
They hooked me up, man. If it was Dave that was late, they were just going to drive right past them and let shit happen. But that's enough about Brooklyn in the 90s, you know what I mean?
Look, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very, very excited about it. Natalie, what's going on? Is it Nat Mondays? Are we getting rid of Jorge on Mondays? What happened here?
I mean, we can if you want. I'm out of I'm out next week, but starting after that, I can.
Jorge,
come back.
If it makes no difference to your salary, do you give a shit if we make Nat Mondays?
Nah.
I'm feeling that it's hurting your feelings right now.
A little bit.
It's hurting your feelings.
I thought we had a thing going now, Lewis.
I like you a lot. We're still keeping you 2 days.
But still, Mondays are normally the best
Natalie.
Ones.
Well, Natalie, she's a producer now, but we just don't have enough shows for her to produce just yet. So, like, we need to give Natalie more work. So she's engineering. She's helping out doing a bunch of other things, everything from post-production to engineering to pre-production. She's a jack of all trades. And we just miss her on the show. The fans love her.
Yeah, shout out to Nat. Nat's always done well. We miss her at NNFA. I don't know how the fuck you guys took her away from us.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. She's good.
If you start doing nights, I might be back.
Huh?
If you start recording nights, I might be back.
I don't like that she's in this high demand that she's making. Remember, she used to be a house cat. Go wherever you want. Now she's like...
Eh, yeah, she's definitely more confident now for almost no reason at all. But Natalie, we're happy to have you back. Maybe we'll make Mondays Natalie and Jorge.
We got to see how this episode goes first.
We'll see. I don't know, you guys got a good dynamic.
I think so. Jorge's my friend.
Jorge's more effeminate than you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Are y'all the same age?
Yeah.
I'm older.
He's a couple months older than me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you going to do? All right. So let's see. McDonald's new chain Cause MCs is preparing to open in Chicago. What the fuck is that? What's Cosmics?
You got it.
Oh, Cosmics? I got there finally, dude. It's like one of those gibberish things.
So it's apparently named after an old, like, alien mascot that McDonald's used to have, and it seems to be more like a Starbucks.
What is it? So it's only coffee.
Oh, it's like coffee and drinks and like pastries thing. And stuff like that. It's got a menu that's more similar to like the McCafe.
Can we see it? Can we see the menu? Can we see a picture? The first one's opening up.
There's like a fan
is that why
Zach's
not here?
You can show this.
Zach's waiting outside with giant pair of scissors. Yeah.
They were actually supposed to open at 10, but they're afraid because he's first.
He's dressed up as Hamburger. Right now in front of it.
So someone snuck this while they were testing the boards.
The board, ooh.
And it seemed to be basically just McCafe, and it's in the first one's in like a suburb of Chicago.
I had Wendy's the other night. Well, you know what Wendy's does now? Somebody told me this a while ago, and I had no fucking idea. But Wendy's does a lettuce wrap.
You can do it just the burger, right?
Just the burger, just the lettuce wrap, and it's pretty solid.
They're on that carnivore shit already, man.
More people need to get on board with this. I'm surprised that more people haven't, but Wendy's is the only fast food chain, I believe, that does the lettuce wrap bun, which is pretty fucking sick.
You think it's like a very sugary piece of lettuce? Is it like shaped like a bun?
No.
Well, lettuce is like sugary, right? Like
no.
The bullshit kind?
No.
There's a bunch of sugar in
Are you out of your mind?
Lettuce.
You know nothing about health and...
No, I'm saying the way that they sell it to you, it's not supposed to have sugar in it, but
nobody put
Did
sugar...
Did I make that up?
You made this up. There's no sugar in lettuce.
Okay.
Look this up. I will stand on this.
Yeah, I thought like, you know, the kind we buy at the store is bad for you. And
you think the kind we buy, they're loading...
It's like candy lettuce.
They're loading sugar into the lettuce.
I think we got candy lettuce for the last 5 years.
I think maybe you got this from the fact that the salads at fast food have a lot of sugar in them. If you get a salad from fast food.
Well,
but
did
like
you look it up or are you
yeah,
just trying to
Yeah, I did look it up.
There's
me.
No sugar
yeah.
in salad or in lettuce.
It says, is there sugar in lettuce? And then at first it said no, so I added McDonald's. And then it said, it's basically being like, yeah, if you get a salad at any fast food place, the sugar adds up.
Yeah,
but
it's going to be, yeah, it's
there's
gonna be
hidden
all,
sugar.
All in the dressing.
But no,
Scott,
they don't put sugar in the lettuce.
You're actually retarded, Scott. They would say this about Dasani water. They said that they would put sodium in it. So it dehydrates you. But
that's
that, See, you believe these things, dude. That's
yeah,
not a
like,
real thing.
Yo, here's I've like flipped out on people who brought me Dasani. Like, you're trying to kill me, bitch? I said I was thirsty.
You heard so it dehydrates you. We heard so that black people like it more. Like, it's literally like, don't drink Dasani. They put sugar in it so black people like it.
We both heard it's bad for your health, and the black community interpreted it as, we'll like it more.
Yeah, because we had to grow up drinking sugar water.
Yeah, I don't mind that with McDonald's. Good for them. I don't mind McDonald's in general. In a weird way, I've been craving McDonald's lately.
That's the new wave, though, man. They changed it. Like, you know, it's expensive now, right?
Yeah.
Like, your average McDonald's now, you might drop like $15, $18.
I just never, if I'm ever going to have a hamburger, ever, I'm never in the mood for McDonald's. That's not true. There's times when I'm in the mood for McDonald's.
What's your hierarchy on burgers, though?
You know, I thought it was Shake Shack for a hot minute. But really, Shake Shack's not that fucking good.
They're overrated. It was the trick. They were McDonald's in disguise. You know what I mean?
Shake Shack really tricked me. I think it's because I never had a good burger before. People go to like Shake Shack, or they go to what's the one out in California?
In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, dude. And you think they're good, but the reality is they're actually just not good. If you go to a fucking real like restaurant you go to the Stand. The Stand's burger dominates any of those fucking places. Yeah. That's the truth. Go, there's a place right here in the East Village that's got an amazing burger.
What was the one that had the burgers were shit, but the commercial was Paris Hilton in a bikini smothering it on her fucking titties?
Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
Wow, that was fast.
Wow. Keep him on Monday.
Yeah, dude. Boy, fucking A, dude. Yeah, I've jerked off to that commercial.
Pull up the commercial. I would love to see it.
Oh, if we could, man.
I saw a thing the other day. She's tweeting out, like, she's got, like, kitchenware, Paris Hilton, like, kitchenware. Huh. You can go to, like, Macy's or one of these places, and she has, like, her own line of, like she's fucking, like, she's a fucking happy homemaker. Yeah, she's got pots and pans and knives and shit.
As soon as Paula Deen said the N-word, that fucking floodgate was open. There was a new queen rising.
Well, there was, you know, there's the one bitch. Who's the fat bitch who's, like, pretty good?
Kelly Clarkson.
No. She's also a fat bitch who beats her children. I never liked her.
Wait, Kelly Clarkson beats her kids?
She beats her kids. She's proud of it. Look that up. Look up Kelly Clarkson beating her children.
I just pictured a little tiny version of her chained to a radiator right now. What, like during the show that she's doing? She's like, today we're going to make a recipe and then we're going to test out the temperature on my son who has bad grades.
She said that, no, she spanks. I mean, she doesn't beat them, but she spanks. Yeah, spankers.
What are you more ashamed of, by the way? If you banged Kelly Clarkson in 2009 or if you banged Ellen Page in 2009?
Ooh, Ellen Page was cute there for a hot minute. Kelly Clarkson also was kind of cute.
They were both adorable.
But Kelly Clarkson, you could always see her face and you'd be like, that's going to be a fat chick one day.
Yeah.
Even Kelly Clarkson at her skinniest.
Yeah, you looked at her like, get it now while it's hot.
Yeah. There's certain gals that you see that you're like, all right, that's gonna be a fat. Yeah,
she was like French fries. Get it when it's hot. Exactly. It's not gonna reheat. Man, I like this.
She was definitely like one of those Little Caesar pizzas.
That's hilarious. You can't reheat fries.
Ellen Page, you're like, I jerked off to an X-Men. I guess I jerked off to a dude. If I'm being progressive, yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
The chick from Juno.
Yeah,
she was pretty hot.
2009 versus Kelly Clarkson in 2009.
Yeah, see, always a fat chick.
It's there.
All right, I hate to be the stereotypical black guy, but I'm still going with fat Kelly Clarkson.
Over Ellen Page?
Versus this goddamn skeleton of a woman here.
Not for nothing, Kelly Clarkson, she got bigger though, didn't she? She's rather large.
That was her 2009.
We thought about putting her out at right guard for the Giants for a minute. That's how big she got.
She's a big girl. No, who's the other fat bitch who was like a cooking lady?
Paula Deen.
No.
Rachel Ray.
Oh, yeah.
That little pudgy bitch.
I loved her.
I just bought her dog food. My dog is crazy about it.
Yeah. I bought a Rachel Ray couch when I first moved into my new place, and they ended up delaying the delivery for like a month and a half. Yeah. It was fucking insane, dude.
But she was laying on it? I'll get it to him in a week.
No, it was like the most comfortable couch I had ever had or I ever sat on in my entire life. And then I was going to be like a month and a half without a couch. So I ended up returning it and getting a shittier one.
I should make couches.
It's infuriating. Fucking Paris Hilton's got her own line of like knives and shit now, which is bonkers.
Do you want to see that sexy commercial from Carl's Jr.?
Commercial, please.
I'm a better person now, but back then.
How old were you when this came out?
34. No, I'm doing
better. Is this Paris?
There's no way that's her.
That's not Paris.
Oh, she's later.
No, that's not Paris. It's way hotter chick than Paris Hilton.
She says she's later in the commercial.
Okay, later in the commercial?
Yeah, she's going to open up the car.
There she is. Ugh.
Who's the other chick, though?
I don't know, but...
If I'm Paris, I'm not being in a commercial with that bitch because that bitch is so much hotter than Paris Hilton.
Paris was my little Aryan queen.
You liked Paris.
I was obsessed. I was like, please let her walk me like a dog down a street in Manhattan.
That's
what
crazy.
What about she was like pre-Snooki, the tiny one?
Which one?
The friend that was with her?
Yeah,
Nicole Richie?
Nicole Richie
was there too. Dude, that was a time in our lives, man. That girl was on crazy heroin too. She's adopted, so I thought I had some weird connection. I was convinced I was going to date a Hilton sister for a while. Yeah. I sat there, I thought, and then...
Paris Hilton was never my... Even when the porn came out, it was hot enough. Because you just didn't see celebrity porn in that high a quality. At that time, I think it was really just the Pam Anderson porn. Mm-hmm. And that, was there even another big one? I think like one of that, those that Playboy chick, Kendra Wilkinson, she had one. But she was like a nude model, so it didn't really count as much.
Well, then there were the creepy ones. Like if it's weird. I don't know. If you tape yourself having sex and someone else sees it, I don't think it's all that bad. Then you found out people were like putting cameras on and spying on like Aaron Andrews from Fox Sports and shit. Like that one was always creepy to me. I couldn't watch that. But Paris Hilton was just 19 years old, just slobbing on knob, fucking. And then that guy had a girlfriend the whole time too.
Oh, he had a girlfriend. He was cheating on her.
He was dating Shannon Doherty from 90210.
Wow,
oh, she's like dead and in hell right now. Where is she?
She's actually got like cancer. Or
yeah,
something like
she's
that,
about to die. Yeah. Everybody hated her. That was like her storyline.
Oh
forever.
Yeah, but Mallrats was like a thing for me. I was in love with her from Mallrats. But he was banging her. That was his girlfriend. Then he was cheating on her with 19-year-old Paris Hilton, making sex tapes. And then he got with somebody else too. That guy was for a hot minute. He would have been Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Hold on, I'm trying to give him Real Ass Dude of the Week right now, but.
Fuck yeah. Cheat on Shannon Doherty while you're making a sex tape with a hotel heiress.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good, man.
Yeah.
Why am I not hearing it, guys? There it is. He's a real actor. Oh, you're doing it in the booth. He's got a bad attitude.
One might feel he's ready. He's a real actor. Rick something. I'm trying to remember his name.
Is my board not work? Did you guys fix the wire?
It was working when I tested it earlier.
Did you fix the wire?
We ordered a new one.
Did it come yet?
I don't believe so.
I can't stand you.
And Jorge's off my days. So just like that.
Here we go. Jesus Christ, man. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. This is for any type of dietary restrictions. If you guys are doing a keto thing like me, or if you're doing, or if you're vegan like Shannon, or if you just want low fat, if you guys want any specific type of dietary meal, they have you covered, and it's so much easier than cooking. It takes 2 minutes. You microwave these meals. They are restaurant-quality meals. They take just 2 minutes to make, and they are never frozen, ready in just 2 minutes. They have 34-plus weekly restaurant-quality options like bruschetta, shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon, ready once again in just 2 minutes. So right now, head over to factormeals.com/wrap50 and use the promo code wrap50 to get 50% off your order today. Once again, that is factormeals.com/wrap50 and use the promo code wrap50 for 50% off today. All right, where were we? So Paris was never my thing at that time. So how old are you really talking about? Like, how old were you? I'm trying to get that age.
I'm 36 now, so I would have been a freshman in high school when like that. I remember that E! True Hollywood story came out, the Hilton sisters, and I was like, that was my type.
Who's the Hilton sister? Nikki Hilton.
Nikki.
What is that bitch doing?
Well, I heard, I won't lie, I won't say the name of the person because she's a famous female comic we all respect, but she told me she met her and that Nikki is the retarded one. So yeah. Paris is actually the genius.
Paris is a genius.
That's hilarious.
She's an absolute genius. Legit. Yeah, I'm a fan now that I've kind of gotten more into her shit. Yeah, she's a smart motherfucker.
Why do you say she's smart?
She's an Aquarius. Like, she's mapped out a lot of shit on her own. Like, yeah, she's a smart bitch. She knows what she's doing.
She's branded
everything that she's been doing. She's been playing. She's been making us eat out of her hand for a very, very long time.
I don't take
alpaca looking.
She got locked up in like a mental institution as a kid. Her parents sent her away, and she developed like a serious set of good skills.
I don't.
She's like 50 Cent.
I don't
like
take
she,
it that. Yeah, that I don't. I book? Don't.
There's
I
like
don't.
A Paris Hilton doc right about how she's a mogul. There's like a documentary that came out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take any of these bitches, these super rich, celebutante fucking bitches. Yeah. They're not geniuses. Yeah. They're machines, right? So they already have bazillions of dollars behind them. They're not like, if you gave Paris Hilton my life, she'd be dead, right? She'd be dead in a fucking ditch right now. She'd be addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
Do you think she's a fucking genius? Do you think she would have even gotten where the fuck I'm at? No, this bitch would have fucking AIDS. You out of your mind? She would be sucking dick on a street corner right now for fucking crack.
Right back in my wheelhouse. My dreams are coming true.
Yeah, dude, it's not a genius, doggy. The Kardashian bitches, they're not geniuses. They had a bazillion. They already started off being rich, and you'd have to be stupid to lose it. They just put it out there and they market it like, oh, dude, Kim Kardashian's actually not a cock-sucking whore. She's a fucking a genius. The fuck are we talking about? She's a cock-sucking whore that had $1 billion and more power to her. God bless her soul for not losing it. But you'd have to be a moron to go from being that rich. And I'm talking about generational money. Like her parents' parents had money, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the sliding scale, though, of decency in terms of that? Because like now Kim Kardashian can go to the White House and talk about like black justice reform and stuff like that.
That's crazy.
You can also Google her on Pornhub.
Yeah,
and then it's a wild thing. Also, Donald Trump was married to Melania, who you can also Google on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's chicks are out there. Porn is not the end of your career anymore.
It's not even just porn. You got, like, I don't give a shit about a chick doing porn. More power to you. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you're talking about, like, these bitches, like, purposefully their families put out sex tapes to get their, like, them in the limelight. That's all true, right?
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, these are all...
Kris Jenner is the machine of that.
Yeah, Kris Jenner, she may be a fucking genius. Mm-hmm. She may be a genius, but fucking, I'm not going to buy that any of the Kardashians. That little bitch, what's the youngest one?
Which one?
Kylie Jenner.
She's like, she's a genius. She's a billionaire and she's 21. You're like, okay, like, get the fuck out of here. She's done nothing.
I heard a true sentence that Kim Kardashian said the other day. They asked her in an interview, because my girl watches the show to fall asleep to, and it's, she said... I credit all of my drive and my success from my my stepmother. He really taught me how business works.
Shit.
That's a smart woman.
Did you guys see that Bad Baby is pregnant?
I did. And you know what I thought? I was like, damn, her face looks cuter. She looks good.
She looks cuter pregnant.
She's getting a little chunkier. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Do we have it? Is that
I've zoomed in on her face and everything.
I had to take a second. Yeah. I immediately thought Bad Bunny first, and I'm like, whoa, he's taking this pretty far.
Yeah, look at her face.
Yeah, she looks like a normal chick now,
I used to work loss prevention with a girl who looked like that, and I was crazy about her.
Who's she pregnant by?
I don't know.
Oh, I saw a picture of them in an NBA game. You could pull it up. He's like, he doesn't look special at all.
Yeah.
Black guy?
Yeah, black guy. Yeah. Like, you know, like, who is it? Michael Jordan's son?
Did you see a white guy letting off in her like that with all the tattoos? Huh?
Yeah, she wouldn't allow it.
How old is she now? 21? 22?
It's got to be 22 at the most.
Oh, what an idiot.
Because we were waiting.
What a moron.
I think she became, her OnlyFans came out during the pandemic, so she had to be 18. Yeah.
18th birthday. She released her OnlyFans.
She's 20.
And then she came out afterwards, and she was like, this is some baller shit. I got to give Bad Baby some credit. She goes, if you sign up for my OnlyFans the day that it came out, she was like, you should be in jail. You fucking creeps.
That was the list.
Yeah, so
out to you, Bill Clinton.
20 years old. My mom had me when she was 20, right? My mom was a junkie. Like, Bad Baby, you're not a junkie. Like, what? Like, but you can't, wherever you go, there you are. Because she can't escape being that little trashy girl that was 13 years old when she went on fucking Dr. Phil, right? Which, it's kind of crazy how quick that happened. Because she was like 13 or 14. It's only been 5 or 6 years, right? Since she fucking came out. That's kind of crazy how...
Her
music isn't even that bad, dude.
Full black first, rap shit,
You hear some of her songs, they're not even bad. Mm-mm. They're not even bad. It's like, it's got good production. It's kind of fun, right? Yep. And this bitch, and I give her credit, because once again, she parlayed being whatever the fuck that was. I give credit to a person like that, because she didn't come from money.
Dare right? we say genius?
She I'm not going to call her a fucking genius. She is just a dumb slut. We're not calling dumb sluts geniuses, but I'm going to give her more credit than a fucking Kardashian. These bitches came from $1 billion. Bad Baby was a fucking, like a bad child who's like hitting her fucking mom on Dr. Phil and fucking comes from a trashy ass fucking family. She parlayed that into being a multimillionaire recording artist, only whatever, dude. She's fucking set. But it's crazy that she would technically throw away her fucking youth at 20 years old and have a baby.
I really hope Ray J's the dad, though.
Yeah.
I want him to be the, like, it's really Ray J's behind. He's the master of puppets behind there, the job creator.
Yeah, man.
How do abortions work, though? Because she could have had, like, three in the last 15 months.
You're right.
How far along is she? Does she actually have the kid yet? Because she could still do it.
I don't think she could still do it.
If she lives,
she looks pretty fucking far along.
Famous people can get away with late-term abortion, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. You're rich.
Dude, she's got the money. The kid's going to be okay.
You know, she's got money and the kid's going to be... I'm just saying, like... It's different. I will say it is way different. Obviously, when you have money, she'll probably have like a nanny that does all the shit. And I mean, how rich is she?
That's what I'm about to say. Do you think she can pump out a Paris Hilton?
No, she's not that. she's not.
But like if her kid becomes popular like
so
that,
so here's
is
the
she
thing:
less
she
than...
America doesn't want this little grimy bitch in their living room, right? America, they will accept Paris Hilton even though she sucked dick on camera, because at the end of the day, she's a fucking Hilton. She's like, she's white, she's blonde, she's fucking Kardashian. It's her own thing. She like the way she carries herself. I mean, I guess technically Bad Baby could grow up and carry herself differently, but Bad Baby carries herself like a little ratchet fucking bitch.
That's
Bad
true.
Baby.
Technically, she's also white though. But her alleged net worth is $25 million. But
right. Yeah, she's like Jewish and Italian, right?
Yeah.
Keep in mind also like the Hiltons, like Paris's mom and them, they're trash. Like they're trashy people. It's the grandfather that made all the money. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they were always, she's like third generation of like trashy.
I remember thinking
drug
Paris's
addict.
Aunt was hot as hell too.
Right, right.
Her aunt that was like, oh, you should take photos with David LaChapelle. Like I was like, that's kinda hot too.
yeah, I mean look, I'm just saying at 20 years old, you're giving up. Like I had my son at 30. And it's like, I'm glad that I got to get a lot of the shit out of the way that I got out of the way before I had a kid. Mm. You know, I think 30 is like the perfect age to have a kid. Before that, yes, you're 20 years old. You have millions of dollars. She can experience such cool shit. And now it's just sort of like, I mean, I guess it's not the average 20-year-old having a kid. But I still feel like you're fucking, if more than likely she'll be a, she'll be a decent mom.
Right, because you don't have the mental capacity at 20. Regardless of how rich you are, there's no way at 20 you have the mental capacity to be even patient enough to care about another human being like the way you're supposed to.
I mean, you can. I think your instinct kicks in. That's the thing. Like, naturally, as a human being, you just, you whatever it is. It's the reason we all fucking love our children. It's the reason we all would take a bullet for our kids. It's just, it's natural. It's like, you just would do it. It's not like a thought, like, yeah, if a gunman came in, I would shield my fucking son with my body and take the fucking bullets. And any parent, Bad Baby, though the worst fucking parent would do that. You know what I'm saying?
No one would swing their baby at the gun.
It's got to be instinctual, because I'm a stepdad right now, and I don't know that I would do it. I'm not sure.
No, stepdad, definitely not. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, stepdad, I'm thinking, I'm like, dude, all right, I just got my weekends back.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Your chick's got a kid. How old is your stepkid?
She's got a 2 and a 4-year-old.
2 and a 4-year-old.
Yeah, dang. We're going through it, man.
You're going through it.
I'm a peaceful parent. Like, I'm not, actually, I don't hit them, but I'm not a peaceful parent. Like, we do psychological warfare in this house.
Nice.
Yeah, that's...
to 2 and 4-year-olds.
It's a lot of shame. Like, I told the 2-year-old the other day, I was like, as soon as you go to bed, I'm going to fuck your mother. I hope you understand that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a fucking crazy job, dude.
It's tough. Did she ever get your car back, by the way?
Oh, yeah, last time you were here?
Yeah, my girl was trying to get... Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, your girl helped me. That's right.
Yeah, we try. She's in law enforcement. We try to get you... We try to bring you into the fold.
Yeah. You know what? I should hit you guys up again. I have some more shit going on. I got a fucking ticket, and I wasn't driving... They said I got a speeding ticket. They pulled me over. I was driving somebody else's car. Didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Look at him smiling saying this.
No, I swear to God, it didn't happen. I haven't been pulled over for speeding since I was 17 years old. The only time I've ever been pulled over for speeding was when I was 17 years old. I've got a speeding camera ticket.
So you think somebody,
I don't know,
faked your ID?
How do they do? Could they? Then somebody said if they know my birthday, they can say they don't have my ID and give my name and my birthday.
Sounds like a fan getting pulled over and saying they're Luis J. Gomez.
That's fucking, can you can't do that. All,
that's real estate. 11442,
real estate.
You know, everybody do that. If you get pulled, you're like one of the only people we know, your middle initial. My name is Luis J. Gomez.
My opening bit in my special is about my birthday. Fuck.
Fucking cop is like,
yeah,
what the
April
fuck?
1st. I shouldn't know that, but
dude,
I
it's
do.
Like the Spartacus movie.
Is everyone in this county named Luis J. Gomez? Yeah. What the fuck is going
I'm
on?
I'm Luis J. Gomez.
You're the fourth Luis J. Gomez I pulled over today.
Let's see. In the racist live chat, hold on. Monkey Brand says, Lewis got yet another ticket. He's an idiot. Time out, Monkey Brand, for 5 minutes.
What do you get speeding tickets? What do you get?
I get tickets. I get parking tickets. I get speed. Do you know how many fucking tickets I have?
Oh, I'm getting a ticket right now. I
get tickets all the time.
It was brutal. I gave up driving in New York. Like, I just let my girl do the driving. Now I got to go to Albany to get my license fixed, and I'm just like, fuck it. I'm not
a whole to do.
Smart man, though.
Yeah, but no, the point is, I didn't get a speeding ticket, you fucking prick bastard. Somebody said I got a speeding ticket. I'm supposed to go to court tomorrow for it. And how do I even prove this? I'm going to just say no. I'm going to be like, no.
The fact that you showed up and cared is enough. You make it an inconvenience.
Yeah. My ex went down to Florida, and she thought she was getting away with like white girl stuff for getting pulled over for a DUI in Panhandle, Florida. And she just went up there and she pled that she got all of her advice from her best friend's little brother who had two DUIs in the town. It's like one of those towns, a fishing town in the Panhandle, where the main source of income and revenue is DUI laws.
Nice.
That's it. So she got her advice from a cafeteria lady in Port St. Joe, Florida. I'm not kidding. Went up to the judge and said, yeah, I plead no contest, no contest, no contest, no contest. And, I kept telling her, I was like, you're waiving your right to an attorney. She's like, just shut up and just support me. She walked over to her parole officer. The parole officer goes, all right, hey, I'm sorry, probation officer. And the probation officer's like, okay, do you understand, blah, 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 and do you have any questions for me at this time? You just pled guilty to this, 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 and this. 6 months license suspension, this many fines, this many community hours, blah. And she goes, cool, when do I get to speak to my lawyer? And like literally this guy looked there and she goes, you, ma'am, you just waived your right to an attorney. Like you just did. And I watched her white girl cry until they were like, all right, listen, I'm going to get you in with a public defender. Like it's not that bad. It's not the, just a different set. Cause if that happened to you, you would have fucking started screaming.
Yeah.
Right. I would have lost my fuck. I would have been like, fuck this. I'm moving to another state. That's it. I'm out. But this girl just cried. And then they're like, listen, we're going to plead it down. It's not a DUI. It's reckless driving now, you know? And now she's a teacher in Florida somewhere.
Dougie, I have no idea how to even like, I'm going to be like,
just say you have COVID. Don't go. Call.
No. It's all remote. So it's on. I don't have to actually go, but like the officer has to show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was months ago. This thing, yeah. it was like 4 or 5 months ago. They saying it happened. I wasn't even in town. I can prove that I wasn't in town.
Oh, then you're gonna.
You might not ever have to, though. That's what I'm saying. As long as you keep showing up, if the officer doesn't show up, eventually they throw it out. I've had that happen, even for bigger like criminal cases. I had one where the officer didn't show up for 9 months.
Wait,
before they finally threw it out.
What bigger criminal case did you have?
I caught one in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, and I got pulled over. Got caught up into something else that they tried to put on me, like serious. Like called the canines out, tore my car apart, looking for drugs. They didn't find drugs, but they found speakers without serial numbers on it, so they tried to use that as a receiving stolen property charge. So I'm like going back and forth to court for that because they just expected me again to just plead no guilty, no contest. Because
it's
wasn't
like a crime
there.
That exists in like 1974.
Exactly. Right. So, but again, that's the loophole that they try to find because, you know, and my license at the time was from PA. So they're like, yeah, you're not coming back to fight this. Just pay the money. But I was always here in New York, so I could always keep coming through and fighting it. I had to fight it for 9 months before they threw it out.
God damn.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm just going to probably end up forgetting about it and then having to pay.
Yeah.
That's what they bank on,
that's
man.
That's also what they're
short towns in the winter, if you get a ticket in the summer, they know you have to come back for court in the winter and nobody's going down to Belmar in the winter.
Yeah.
It's like 90% of their income.
I fucking hate it. Anyway, all right. Let's see. Let's do some non-binary news with Natalie. Natalie, let's party. Okay. All right, non-binary news with Natalie. We got to clean that up, guys.
I'll fix it for next time. If I'm going to be back on Mondays, I'll make sure it's fixed.
Yeah. So what's going on, Nat?
So Billie Eilish just came out as bisexual, which is news that is only applicable to me. I'm the only person in this room who's excited about it.
Why is she hot?
She's pretty hot. She's hot depending on who you ask. Here, show this picture.
I've seen certain pictures of her where she looked like Zach. And I see
that's true.
She looks fucking hot as fuck, and I don't understand.
And I honestly really respect that about her.
Well, she wears a lot of hoodies, and then I saw one photo of her without the hoodie on. You're like, you're hiding the greatest pair of tits I've ever seen.
She's big, dumb
breasts. This is what a chick like her, and she's probably hot. This is why I think she's probably hot, because she does the opposite of what girls do today. Every other girl tries to put on like a filter to look as hot as possible, tries to fuck it. Like they'll never, this bitch shows up in public in a garbage bag. She looks like she smells like shit.
Oh,
like,
she looks like she is checking into detox.
Yeah. She's a fucking, but and then you look at her, you're like, wait a minute, I think she's actually beautiful.
Yeah.
How old is she?
That's what I'm about to say.
She's let me find out. But
she's young, I think, right?
Yeah. Remember when Miley Cyrus tried to ug herself up when she went to L.A.? Because she was like a cute country girl, and then she was like, let me just shave half my head. And
well, can I say that Miley Cyrus is actually not that pretty. She's got weird fucking gums.
You're not into her? Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah, I think it makes her pretty. She's like this little weird.
You know, she's not. No, she's, once again, she's a bazillionaire. So it's really difficult to not be the best version of yourself when you're a bazillionaire, right? And the best version of everybody's self is fairly fucking attractive. You see those TikTok videos where it'll be a fucking horrid grandma with no teeth, and then they do a transformation, and she looks like a hot young chick, right? So that's what you're dealing with. So Miley Cyrus is actually fucking disgusting, but her body's pretty toit. I'll give it to her.
Toit?
Roitchus, toitchus body.
Maybe I have a type. I'm learning about myself tonight.
Billie Eilish is 21, by the way.
Oh, really?
Toit. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see some different pictures of Billie Eilish, because I think she goes from toit to noit pretty quickly.
So I know I have inside info on Billie Eilish. Where
what inside info do you have, Jorge?
The company I used to work for before I came here used to work with Billie Eilish's people.
Yeah.
And so when she was under 18, she purposefully used to dress baggy and all that to prevent like becoming sexualized and all
the
that.
The Real Ass Podcast. To prevent the Real Ass Podcast from covering her growth.
I feel like they're going to do a non-binary news segment, her. And I don't want.
And so then when she turned 18 and then she got more creative license, then she went from using accessories and stuff to be like out there, to and then she starts showing off her body,
her big fat titties. Now let's see her titties. What do we? Let's see those big.
I don't
want to
be a pig today, but let's. Yes.
You can't be a pig about these. These are like the most human. These are the type of tits that would take care of a town. That's not real. That's not real.
That's real. That's her for real. No.
No, she has better breasts than
this
that.
This might be a deep fake. AI. Is that? Fake.
Sometimes you see that. I'll be on Facebook, dude, and it'll be like it'll show me somebody who's a hot chick.
Yeah.
This is the thing they do. This is some weird shit, dude. I don't know who the fuck's in charge of any of this shit, dude. It'll be like Margot Robbie, right? And then they'll deep fake it, and it's Margot Robbie on her head on a slightly nicer body.
Yeah.
For almost no reason.
Yeah.
You're like, what is happening here? Why is this? Does this even exist?
It's a waste of resources.
On point.
It's just very bizarre.
Did you hear about the kids doing the deep fakes to the students at their high school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Westfield, New Jersey.
Yeah, we covered it here. Yeah. They got in trouble. I wouldn't give a shit. I really wouldn't give a shit.
If you were a girl, if you were one of the girls?
No.
Yeah, I don't
deep
think I would.
Deep fake me all
either.
Day. Who cares? Have fun. Enjoy it.
You hear that? Anyone with a Photoshop?
I just hear the fans going there right now.
They do all the time. They do it in the racist live chat. They deepfake.
Put Lewis on a hang glider sliding into Israel right now with a rifle in his hand.
Natalie, you don't care if they deepfake. They deepfake you all the time.
I don't care if they deepfake me, but if that ever got back to like my parents and they couldn't tell the difference, I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, but hold on. Your parents can tell the difference. They're like, Natalie, we saw this picture of you. It wouldn't simply be, oh, it's a deepfake. And then you move on and you guys fucking enjoy.
It would, but if I had shittier parents, it might not.
Picture me actually sucking a dick. You can see the differences in photo A and photo B.
Mom, this woman's enjoying a cock.
That's not me. I hate cock, Mom.
I couldn't imagine giving a fuck about a deepfake at all.
Yeah.
In the slightest bit. That's what I'm going to tell my son when he finds the video of me sucking Bobby Kelly's dick.
Oh, dude,
deep fake technology.
AI. You can just tell him the truth, which is that it's not his.
Deep throat technology. I have deep fake technology. Fuck.
Fuck Billie Eilish in a wife beater.
Yeah, she's pretty toyed. Good for her. 21, though. That's young.
They're like starting to sag already. They're like those kind of. It's
Oh, but also, you so you know, Billie Eilish,
this is
when
one,
she's
1 year old to 100 years old.
When she's 40 years old, she will be a fat woman. She's got your frame, dude.
Yep, there it is. There it is. That's my broad shoulder. This is actually a deep fake of me as Billie Eilish.
Yeah, that was
me when I thought I could wear a guinea tee out in public.
See, that's what I'm saying. You see her in a shot like this, you're like, okay, that's a fat chick.
Yeah.
And then you see her in the other one, it's the most beautiful gal I've ever seen in my entire life. It's crazy.
Good for her.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank King Palm for supporting today's show. King Palm makes the most incredible all-natural smoking wraps in the world. They are the leader in the smoking industry with their tobacco-free palm blunt wraps, and King Palm is proud that their wraps are the cleanest and most fresh in the industry. Their staple product is an empty leaf tube with a pre-installed filter tip, so there's no need to lick it and roll it. All you gotta do is pack it with the finest legal herbs of your choice, and they got you covered. Now, you can get King Palm at any 7-Eleven, so if you're at a 7-Eleven, just grab them, but if you get them from from the website, kingpalm.com. Use the promo code REALASS. You're going to save 20% off your order. Once again, that's kingpalm.com. Use the promo code REALASS for 20% off your order today. All right, where were we? Let's see. Rappers, entourage members who knocked out a fan, turned themselves in. What is this?
God damn. Oh, yeah, I saw this shit. You guys saw this?
It was at Soul Jules.
Did you guys see the video or should I pull it up?
Huh?
Did you guys see the video or should I pull it up?
I think it's
no, I saw the video, but yeah, pull it up.
Unless this is multiple people. Does this happen every weekend? Oh, TMZ's on.
This white kid is trying to take a picture with this rapper and his security.
Well, let's see. Let's see. He smacks him?
No, he punched him, but his head hit the wall. Whoa. He was out. He was out standing. He
Who's
was out.
The... So he tries to take a picture. Who's the rapper?
I forgot his name.
Yeah, Nardo Wick or something like Nardo that?
Something. Damn.
And like everybody... You notice like... they'll be like, rapper got shot this thing. Week. And you go, who the fuck is this rapper? But it's because like a lot of people are rappers now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, and the rapper hit him afterwards?
No, no. The rapper's like the guy in the white that's like trying to stop him.
Yeah, he actually apologized and all this shit. And
that's just his entourage.
The guy, sorry, you go first.
It just sounds like security was having a bad day.
Well, it's like security isn't security like, anymore. It's just your friends from your neighborhood.
You know how like Lewis like razzes the employees and makes them feel bad about themselves? Like that had probably just happened to him. You're not doing a good fucking job. I swear to God.
Someone walked up for a photo and he's like, ah! Right.
Yeah. Now show him your titties. Do a little dance, you faggot. Shake your shoulders.
Closely, though, I think you can probably deep fake that and be like, yeah, that kid said that he supports a 2-state resolution in Israel. And then they're like, not on this show, pal. All right.
Yeah, that's.
So it turns out that these were not his bodyguards. They were just like friends of his who like took it upon themselves to like beat this kid up. Like they were like. And they turned themselves in. The point of the story is that they went, hey, yeah, that was us. And one of the guys, the guy who hit second, is a 15-year-old.
Yeah, he's a kid.
So, and they turned themselves in and said that they don't have a close relationship with the guy. They were friends of friends. So they just saw someone come up to him and they were like, we're going to prove ourselves. And they just beat this
like
kid up.
You know what's funny? Went to jail for P. Diddy.
People do that shit. Dude, there were guys that were doing that for Kevin Hart this weekend at
what do
the
you mean?
Fucking comedy club. He stopped by a comedy club and it was like, he's down on stage, but there was like security members lurking around the restaurant.
Oh, that's
like,
always.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, the Kevin Hart thing is like,
we're not
all the tables
clear. Yeah.
It's like, I thought
it's
you
like
guys
we
get
were
two tables.
Already
no,
here.
10 tables for Kevin.
Yeah, we were already here. We're not bothering Kevin. He's not even in the room. Like, why are you examining us, you know?
Where was this at? The Stand?
At the Cellar. Like, we were at the table at the Cellar, and, like, Kev took over two other tables, which is fine, but then it was, like, his security was lurking around. The restaurant is closed. It's late night, you know what I mean? And they're still looking like, yo, who the fuck are these guys?
It must be, they must get paid
upstairs,
so
then.
Fucking
yeah,
much.
Okay, all right, that's different.
That they must get paid so much that they feel the need to just
well, I think it's also, you're not considering the fact that black people are inherently violent. So they're looking for trouble. They're black.
Yeah, he's like, just Dave and Derek smoking out front. They're like, what the fuck are they still doing here at 3 a.m.?
Right. Oh, shit.
Kevin Hart tucking his chain in as soon as he walks past everybody.
Yeah, right.
Did Derek Chauvin get stabbed 22 times? Is that what I read?
That's right.
Sick.
That was one time for all of the 22 words that they say in prison.
I don't really know. Like so what is it? Is the jury still out? Or they came out and said essentially they put him in jail, but we know that this guy had some fucking drugs in his system. Is that what it's going on? So all the fucking Blue Lives Matter people are like, "Oh, this guy died of a fentanyl overdose." And then all the people that
that watched the video said, there's a knee on a man's neck for 8.5 minutes.
That's the side of it where you literally have to go like, well, like, even if you like the cops, because I like cops. I don't have an issue with cops. You know what I'm saying? You have to look at that video and go like, that's crazy. Like, you can't fucking put you, like, there's a way to restrain somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's not by putting your knee on their neck. You know what I'm saying? So at the very least, you have to admit that Derek Chauvin was a piece of shit cop. At the very least, he's a fucking piece of shit who's putting his knee on the back of some guy's fucking neck. You know, look, I've always said if you're resisting arrest, I take that as a violent crime. But at the same time, you can't. I mean, when you watch that video, dude, it looks like it's just such a fucking disregard for life. It just, it's like literally, oh, totally. it's
mocking. It became him mocking the people filming and telling him to stop in a way.
It was bizarre. So, I mean, look, obviously. You know, that the simple as that, dude. The lesson there is if you're a fucking cop, don't put your knee on somebody's neck because maybe he's got fucking fentanyl in the system and he might die, idiot.
Yeah.
Right?
If that's what happened, if he OD'd during the same time he was doing, yeah, that's just, he needs to go to jail and.
Yeah,
so they probably need to find Islam. Honestly, yeah. This is so he could find. What, Islam.
They have accreditation programs now for this. This will take 2 seconds, and I'll just explain it. But they have accreditation programs for all police departments now, and my girl's actually in charge of one of them. For I won't name the police department because people will look it up, but it's all accreditation stuff now to put policy in effect so that something like that can never happen again. And then because of all these people, the accreditation work that they have to do, they have a conference in Atlantic City every year, and they hired a comedian for it about a year ago. I was the comedian. I went down there and met all these people doing accreditation, and I met my girl. So if it wasn't for the murder of George Floyd, I never would have met the girl of my dreams. I love you, Carly. Wow. Thank you, George Floyd. Thank you.
Damn, dude, worth it. That's what I say.
All right. You know what? Crack a couple eggs to make an omelet, fellas.
There you go.
And some very beautiful thing.
Daddy, who's that black man on the wall?
So that's the reason you're here.
So he got stabbed 22 times. Did he live, though?
Yeah, he survived.
Yeah, he's still alive. They put him back in jail.
How do you survive? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, God's putting him through it. And we're going to have my to dad maybe was worship him once. In 10 years at this point.
My dad was stabbed one time, and he fucking bled out like
Wait,
a bitch,
one
dude.
Time?
Yeah, dude.
They didn't know that.
Derek
location,
Chauvin.
Location, location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Natalie. Yeah, where did he get stabbed? How bad were these fucking guys at aiming at vital organs?
Well, you have to make your own.
Maybe they weren't aiming for vital organs. Maybe they were just like, yeah, you're going to hang out in here and you're going to have 22 holes in you.
No, I think they're trying to kill him. If you stab somebody 22 times, give me more information.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, he said that if the cops didn't grab him, he would have kept stabbing him.
Yeah, but you're also assuming that Derek is a bitch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that he put up no defense at all. He could probably handle himself. I mean, this guy took a man's life
on the low, chilling. They teach that shit. Yeah.
For the most part, you would assume he was a big guy too, right? Derek Chauvin, big guy, right? You would assume.
Well, what was the weapon your dad got fucking stabbed with? You know.
It was
probably a switchblade.
No,
I'm
it was
guessing.
A kitchen knife.
Kitchen knife. A kitchen knife will fuck you up on that. This like these guys probably stabbed with like 22 big pens that they were shoving up every night. Yeah.
They melted a fucking lunch tray down.
Yeah, like we have coat hangers and we're fucking coming. Like they've upset him at best.
Yeah, but I mean no. You see some of the shanks that they make, dude. It's fucking like legit. Like they make real fucking knives. What did he get stabbed with? Does it say it was a shank or it was a blade that got in?
It doesn't say, and I'm trying to figure out. There's no pictures of him like post stabbing that I can find.
Sometimes you go to certain cities, you go to like Austin or you go to Miami. I go to certain cities and you see the police and they're all fucking jacked.
Yeah.
Like just the average like beat cop.
It's
like
too expensive
they're
to
like
test
heavy,
for steroids. Did you know that?
Heavy lifters.
Yep. It's too expensive to test for steroids. That's a true story.
Like, oh, that's why cops are jacked. But I'm just saying like I almost feel like most cops should be that. New York City cops aren't jacked. Sometimes you'll get some New York City cops that are jacked. Sometimes you just get like a little Indian guy. He's kind of a dweeb.
I was
like,
just about to say
the fuck is happening?
So many Indian cops now.
Like, why are you not fucking, dude? I want a big jacked fucking tough ass cop.
It's a government
job. Yeah, the Indian
job.
Ticket
that's
takers.
Because it's a
they're
government
all like,
job.
That's the one who writes tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Indians.
Yeah, that guy.
What do you think that is? That seems like law enforcement trying to make us hate the Indian cops, right?
Nah, dude, they're
think
just
they go
here
for that job?
And they're willing to work, dude. Like,
dude, that's pension. They're thinking like, okay, listen, it's 20 years of like being, you know, target number one. But then in 10 years, then you're into the pension.
And most of them just don't want to be doctors anymore. And they're like, I want to do something different.
What? It's their rebellion.
Yeah, that's just what it is. To see those movies. Mom, Dad, I don't want to be a doctor.
What is the like the toughest, I'm sure this exists, like the toughest physical police force in the U.S.? I'm sure it's going to be like the fucking Dalton Springs, Colorado police force. You have to have a certain. Yeah, like because it's not a coincidence. You go down to Miami, dude, and all the cops are fucking really, really fit. Like they're jacked.
Austin Sheriff's Office scared
me. I feel like it's between Jersey and Texas as far as who would have the fiercest cops.
I've seen some fat Jersey cops too, dude. I
was almost the Jersey cop. Let's just be clear. It's not all of us. Okay?
the physical fitness test to be a cop, I'm assuming, varies like jurisdiction to jurisdiction, right?
That, and then they had to lower it. Like, I actually failed out of the academy because I tore my ACL. It's a true story. I was going to be a Port Authority cop. I was going to be NYPD, but I was overseas still with the military. So I got out of it. I never had to deal with any of that shit. But I will say this. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office scared me because those guys signed up. When you look at their pay... Like, New York City pay is shit. That's why they all jump out to, like, Long Island or they jump to another community. Jacksonville Sheriff's Office pay is so low that the incentive is you can kill someone.
You can murder a black person.
Like, and they're cool. I met a couple of them that were mad cool and everything like that, but there was a whole thing where they're like, listen, I'm going to get out of the military. I'm going to join the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. And right next to my two trophy bucks, I'm going to put a rapist up on my fucking wall.
You tore your ACL in the military?
I tore it at a nightclub in Atlantic City, and then I had to drop out of the police academy.
Damn.
What club? You remember?
Boogie Nights, baby. Yeah, it was 80s night.
Do you, in a weird way, do you wish you did it? Became a cop at one point?
No, it was.
I think about becoming a car salesman every day of my life, till to this day. Every time I drive past a car dealership, I'm like, dude, that could be me. Yeah.
Roastmasters is what changed my life, Lewis.
Really?
Yes. You guys told me that I showed a lot of promise, and I said, let me forsake this job that's going to give me a pension and health benefits the rest of my life because Big Jay Oakerson said it was funny. And I gave up on it.
Damn, dude. I think about selling cars every fucking
You still
day.
Could, dude. Real ass dealership.
I could, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, the fucking Cadillac King of fucking Paramus, New Jersey.
Dude, sell my car first. Just try to sell my shit. What I need to sell my car. It's a piece of shit. 2009 Honda Accord. It running real poor.
I need a hoopty.
Can you sell it?
I need to stop banging my Audi into walls and other cars. So I need a hoopty that I can just fucking treat like a bumper car.
You could buy my car for me.
How much?
They're fucking shit up right now.
$5,000.
$5,000?
My Kia got totaled about a month ago, and insurance is so backdated with parts and stuff like that that they just told me, number one, they're going to fix my Kia Soul, so I can't even get rid of this fucking car now. Right? They're going to fix it, and they're putting me in a rental. So I'm in a GMC Terrain for like the next month and a half waiting for parts. Because some girl tried to swerve out of the way and not hit a deer and just totaled my car while it was parked.
Oh.
And so now I'm driving a free, nice car for 2 months and I have to go back to my shitty Kia. Oh. Yeah, so I'm a high roller for about that. Like, I'm trying to pick up chicks in the next couple of weeks.
And
is
that's
what I'm
it.
Trying to say.
Yeah.
I'll go drive through.
I hated that. There was nothing worse than like getting in a rental car that's like brand new, the brakes are fucking tight and everything. And then you get back in your shit and you're like, all that it's air depressing. In the brake line. Just...
I fucked up. I shouldn't have gotten an Audi. I should have gotten a shitty car. You live, you learn.
Yeah, so you are.
And then now my girl's going to get a car soon too, and I'm just like, come on, babe, fucking Honda Civic. How great would that be?
Mm-hmm.
How great I'm not allowed to have nice things. I ruin them. I eat McDonald's. I don't care when fries fall.
Yeah.
I don't get oil changes.
I have to get an oil change right now. In fact, in my back,
you sound like a chick.
In my back.
All the problems I used to have with my ex, like really pizza in the cup holder, bitch.
Yeah.
In the back floor of the footwell, it's soaking wet.
Hey.
Like nonstop.
That's
it's always
AC going, kid.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Somebody. So I looked it up. I was like, why is it soaking wet just on this side? I was like, did somebody? That was gonna beat my kid for the first time. It's like, what the fuck did you spill back here? Don't lie to me. And I think, yeah, they said there's some sort of like fucking AC thing where it'll...
Yeah, the pump's probably not stopping running, so you're getting condensation in there. It sucked. It happened to my Nissan. That Frontier that just died.
Just
on
never ending, guys.
Nope.
Just fucking never ending. It's making me angry.
Best deal I ever did was letting go of the fucking car, man. I did the math, mapped out the Ubers. I'm like, it's the same amount. Fuck it. I'm done. I don't need to own a car.
Yeah, but I don't like being... I don't like having to fucking... It's like going where I want to go sometimes. You know, having to wait for an Uber, having somebody else drive you. I also, there's something about sitting in traffic and listening to your music or listening to an audiobook where you're like just sort of in your space, get work done.
Well, we know you too.
You can do that in an Uber if you just ask nicely.
No, I refuse. I refuse to ask nicely.
If you just politely go, hey, driver, could you put this on?
No, I don't like communicating with an Uber driver. I really don't. I don't like them talking to me. I don't like asking for favors.
You can put that on the app now, right? Can't you say no conversation?
If you order Uber extra. Black or something, the higher level Uber, you can say, don't talk to me. You pick the certain things that you like.
Yeah.
See, that never happens because all of my drivers are Azerbaijani and they can't speak English anyway. Yeah. So it's just, it's my workaround.
All right, so... Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, makes the best kratom in the world. So if you guys are over 21 years old and you are in the market for kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com. It's been the one thing constant. For years, they've been sponsoring these shows, and they've never changed their price, so you could always be covered with YoKratom.com with a $60 kilo. Once again, that's YoKratom.com. All right, let's get back into it. What's up with this? Family Feud contestants allegedly given herpes tests in the Dawson era. Is that the host of the show that would kiss the girls? They would
yes.
walk down the line and kiss them?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was always wondering like how that guy didn't have herpes. Because he literally kissed every girl on the fucking mouth Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Family Feud?
Yeah. That's herpes simplex 1 or 2? How does that work?
Yeah, but if you get the, what is it? I think if you get 1, you can't get 2, which is how I'm staying undefeated.
No, is it you can't get it?
I think if you get cold sores, I think you can't get general herpes. At least I should have had it by now at that point.
Wait a minute. I've never had a cold sore. Does that mean I have general herpes?
Is your girl still listening?
Yeah, she's listening. I've never had a cold sore in my life.
I'll text you after.
Oh, shit. So what is the story?
So what he used to do is he used to kiss women on the mouth as a way to sort, quote unquote, calm them down. And so once he started doing that more often, he realized that he should probably get tested. The studio wanted to prevent him catching something, and that becomes like a whole fiasco.
That was the problem. The host might get fucking herpes by making out against the will of all of the contestants.
Is there a compilation of him kissing contestants? Let's see. I bet you there is. Did he only kiss hot ones, or did he kiss like old ladies too?
He kissed everyone.
Hi, how are
in front of their husbands and
look,
shit.
She
look at
loves
that.
It. Look at it. Even black people.
Kissing your daughters. Oh,
she loves it. Like a pig.
Girl, wow. Darling.
Wow.
Was he handsome?
No.
He was successful.
Oh, a child. Wow. That's bizarre.
Joe Biden hosted Family Feud.
Two. What Dude. The fuck is going
with
on?
Her these eyes open.
These bitches are fucking way in.
Wow. What?
There's a whole black family. Like, try that shit, motherfucker. See what happens. See what happens. Kiss me again, motherfucker.
These are fans of the show.
Yeah.
And these are women who are realizing that other women are kissing him, and they get like jealous, and they're like, "I'm gonna kiss him better." These that are freaks.
Holy shit.
I always wonder how to get on a talk show or a game show.
A talk show.
I always succeed
more.
No, I want to get on a game show like what was the
Price
one?
Is Right or something.
Price is Right. Do you wear a fucking banana costume? Like, Lewis, come on
now.
Oh,
Just you staring down Drew Carey.
Yo, dude, that show would be fucking
sick. At the end, it's just Requiem for a Dream and you're on drugs the entire time.
Doggy, that would be so much fun. Like, how do you even get on something like that?
I don't know.
It's almost always
especially
like
the chance to really be able to run down and win some money, just sitting there with a name tag.
Do they tell you at the end of the show how to get on?
Yeah, that's a big thing in LA. Like if you go visit LA, it's like, oh, I hope to God we get to go to one of these shows. And then sometimes you get to.
Yeah, you can get tickets to tapings, but a lot of times they'll use actors, which is why you'll see like Aaron Paul from 15 years ago or like all these other people. So a lot of them are plants, but you can get tickets to go.
They're actors. The chance.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, sometimes comics, right? Nick Turner.
Well, what about fucking, like Wheel of Fortune? Why can't I get on Wheel of Fortune?
Because you probably don't know how to play the game.
Yeah. First of all, I can play the game. And I.
I like to solve the puzzle, please.
Dude, what? There's a fucking really fun. Is that a real video or is that editing where a guy literally he spells out the N-word? He just keeps on, like, he spins. He goes, like, I'll buy an N. And he was like, I'll take an N. He was like, I'd like to buy an I. Then he was G. And then he literally goes all through.
He goes, is this fake? It's a cartoon. It's South Park.
No, it's not. No, that's not South Park. It's a legit clip? It's a legit clip. And it's a guy, he's on Wheel of Fortune, and he spells out the N-word.
This rules.
He chooses those letters in a row. Please try to find that. Because if it's real, it's the fucking greatest thing
ever. I think I know what you're talking about.
It looks real.
He asks for a letter, and and it's like the letter that he says finishes nigger. And it's like, No. Like they give him the and.
No, you're thinking of.
That's the one that I have. No. This is not that you're looking for. You want. Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. This is it.
And. Oh, Jorge's telling me this is a sketch.
Yeah, this isn't real.
That's not what I'm saying. Okay.
That's not what I'm saying.
You see the mother and daughter playing like online Scrabble, and it's like ginger all mixed
up.
Yeah.
And
they're like,
ooh. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, please try to find that one. Somebody in the racist live chat, please. That's fucking, it's so good, dude. He spells out, put Wheel of Fortune, guy spells out N-word.
I did find this, though, want to apply.
Be a contestant. Oh, I want to. Natalie, fill that out for me.
That would be great.
How great would it be?
There's an old one you can find, too, of Farley in the crowd when they're interviewing the Ghostbusters cast, like before he got SNL. If you look, like,
Omega.
They're interviewing, like, the original guy. It's Sigourney Weaver and everybody else. They're all on stage. And then in the crowd is just Chris Farley losing his mind. Probably, like, right when he was probably there the weekend he was auditioning for SNL.
Omega Jordan says, we don't know what this clip that you're making up is, Lewis.
That's when you know you're an influencer.
But how many people did you get to type in the N-word into Google right now?
Crackpot Whisper says, stop acting like you have Jamie from JR as your fucking producer. If you see a clip and plan on talking about it at all or find it interesting, send it to the fucking show, Lewis, or save it in your reels. Damn, dude.
Smart.
Damn, dude.
Who knows how to produce a show there.
Yeah. Are you clapping, Ray? Now you're off Wednesdays,
yes.
Bitch. How about that? Suck my dick.
He's on one day a week. He's about to lose that one.
I'll bet you I'll find it right now. I'll bet you. Ready? Look. Ready? Let's see. Guy spells.
I had too many liquid deaths. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune.
No, it's probably a sketch, but you saw it, you know, on your phone. You didn't recognize it was a bit.
No, it wasn't a sketch.
Is this it? I might have found it. It's got a guy reacting to it, but is this what you mean?
Let's see.
And there is one.
Yes, this is it. And I also, by the way, I found the actual clip without the guy reacting to it, by the way.
He did find it. I did find it. I do see it. He found
before
it.
Before you guys did, I found it.
Well, that's because it was in your history.
Bro, what's he doing? Hey, bro, pimp different letters, bro. Like, what's this guy doing?
I like to buy a vowel, please.
An E? Bro, do they know?
No, he's spelling it out.
Yeah, he rules.
I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. You better not, bro. R. Fuck!
That is funny.
Damn.
That is funny. Wow.
Is that real or is that like editing? I think it's real.
I like that you found that while they were gaslighting you, that you were just a crazy old man who imagined this.
Asshole motherfuckers, pieces of shit. Let's see. California woman convicted of fatally stabbing boyfriend 108 times during cannabis-induced psychosis.
You guys were just talking recently about psychosis from smoking weed, right?
Yeah.
Recently on the show?
Well, from eating it, from edibles.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this woman, and apparently this was based on 2 bong hits that she killed this guy. And she also stabbed herself. Here's a picture
Jesus
of her.
Christ.
Oh, hell yeah. Toy.
She was like found over him, like crying, holding a bloody knife. And when confronted, she also stabbed herself in the neck.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, she stabbed him over 100 times during a cannabis-induced psychosis. She took one bong hit and then went, this isn't working for me. And then took a second one and immediately started freaking
Maybe
out.
Maybe that's what happened to Derek Chauvin. Did they check and see if the guy was on weed?
Yeah, did they check Chauvin's blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
There's plenty of it spilled on the floor.
That guy kept on shoving a knife into his chest.
I mean, I've heard of cannabis-induced psychosis, but I thought that was from lack of sleep. I thought that was like long-term, not you hit a bong and then you snap.
I think if you have stuff going on mentally, it can trigger it really easily. Because I know people in real life who have had that happen.
Yeah, I read a thing about kratom. Some woman was saying that her son got like psychosis from taking kratom and killed himself. Mm-hmm. And whereas I believe that it could happen, I'm just saying like I feel like that could be like any substance. You know what I'm saying? Like most people don't smoke weed and go on a murdering spree.
Yeah, I would assume she said episodes before.
Yeah, there's something else going on there, right?
Anything to not admit you're a bad mom.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
100 and what times?
101.
108.
Your
allegedly
arm gets tired at what? 31, definitely, right?
I'd say around 9 or
like
10.
And then you're like, 109.
What is this?
Switch over to the other hand.
This is a Tampa woman. Let's see. Somebody says, Nietzsche says, kratom is a fucking placebo. Nietzsche, that's not true. I've taken fucking kratom before.
Yeah, as a guy who's using kratom to not go back to alcohol, it's not a placebo.
It's not a placebo. Not at all. And kratom, honestly, you know, whatever. This isn't an ad. We advertise kratom on the show. I never promote kratom recreationally. I never say, go take kratom to get fucking high, right? That's shitty, and I wouldn't tell people to go fucking do that. But the people that I know that take kratom, Kurt Metzger, I don't know if he does it anymore, but he was addicted to fucking heroin and painkillers. Mm-hmm. He did it to not be addicted to heroin, and it saved his life. Mm-hmm. Shannon, who uses kratom daily, she has really bad back issues, and she'd be addicted to painkillers if she didn't take a little bit of kratom and fucking slip a kratom cup. So the people that I know that have taken it and take it regularly – You know, it helps them in massive ways. If you see people taking kratom recreationally, usually it's a type of person, and usually that person sucks. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's fucking just slipping kratom and fucking just being like, oh, dude, fucking time to party with some kratom. You're like, dude, there's just something, because it's such a nasty taste. If it's not genuinely helping you, like, you're fucking, I don't know, dude. I couldn't get there.
Yeah, dude, God, I'm at 60 weeks no alcohol because of kratom. So, like, that's the thing. But it's like, it is so gross, but you're like, all right, this is better than waking up and having everybody mad at me in my life.
Yeah, no, it's great. And honestly, if you're using it and it's helping you for that, it's definitely better than destroying your liver with fucking alcohol. You know, I guess the jury's still out on what kratom can do over
the long
term.
There's going to be a legal ad in 20 years. Did you or a loved one take kratom? Have of you course. Listened to Louis J. Gomez? If so, you might be a cop.
Class action lawsuit.
That's if you were subscribed to
the Legion of Skanks, misguide you.
Falling off.
Yeah, kratom, it's pretty crazy that how, if they could figure out how to make it taste good.
Buddy, there's things.
Are there?
They're putting it in like syrup now. It's the only way that, because like, it used to be with the powder. I put it in like a K cup, and I tried to make a cup of tea with it, and it was like the tea would be okay, but it wasn't really strong. So yeah, because I knew it, the other guy I knew that taught me about it was taking a spoon of it, shoving it down his face, fucking raw, and then trying to chug like green tea afterwards.
Is it Mark Random?
Yes, actually,
that's literally.
We live together. It's a.
Was it actually Mark Random?
No,
because that's how he would do it. Mark Random would spoon it into his mouth.
Oh, that's scary.
Then take a sip of orange juice, and you're like, doggy, chill.
Dude, is that, and then like I picture like right as soon as he's done with it, he's like, all right, time to get on the message boards. Let's see what comes out of my head now. Yes. That's like his.
Mark is a wacky one, but he takes kratom like, once again, I don't even know. I wouldn't say it's recreational. Mark has issues. You know what I'm saying? So maybe he's taking it and it helps him in his own way. I just would never recommend people to start taking it as a fucking, if you take drugs, take real drugs. Be a fag.
Yeah, man. Do it like me. I took Klonopin and Alpha Brain to come here today. You know what I mean?
That's fuck
what,
yeah, dude.
Fucking A.
So what's up with this Tampa woman? She posed as a homeschool teacher.
Do you want to do Toit or Knoit and based on her picture?
Let's say. I love it. I'd
come
love
on.
To. Toit or Knoit.
It's Tampa. I know it's going to be good, but the teeth are going to be bad. This is what I like about Florida.
Florida.
Yep. Oh, what did I say? What did I fucking say?
Pretty toy.
Hiding it.
How old is she?
22.
Hell yeah, doggy.
So what she was interacting with teenagers on Snapchat pretending to be, I don't know if she explicitly said it, but the victims that spoke said that they just thought she was a homeschooled student.
Oh, a homeschooled student. I thought she was pretending to be like a...
Like a homeschooler, like a tutor. Like a tutor,
yeah, like a tutor type.
No,
thing.
They thought she was another student their age.
Oh, that's
and so she definitely had sex with at least one of them.
Nice.
That's the only one that's come forward, but... there are several others, and she also sent videos.
He's 14.
Of her
he came
sex.
Forward. He came backwards. He came up, down, left, right. He's fucking in heaven, dude. Yeah. 14, the hot 22-year-old chick. Good for him. Good for that little king.
That kid don't need blue chew.
Yeah, dude. That's it. He's fucking chilling. Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? There's got to be a.
Do we have other pictures of her though? I was like,
that's it.
Just the. I could try to find her social media, but I bet it's down at this point if she's under charges.
Yeah.
Damn.
Who shuts that down for you once they take you in?
Your mom.
Your lawyers.
It's like having a porn buddy.
Give me your username and password, quick.
Clear my search history.
Yeah. Who would shut you down for that? Like, I would. Like, what if you die? Like, who goes into your social? Do they give your loved ones permission?
Yeah. I know Twitter does that.
Your wife?
I know.
What if you're being a shady motherfucker behind her back? Then she's got to fucking...
That's how she finds out.
Be upset on your deathbed?
Yeah. That's why you have burners.
Yeah.
I like it. Actually, when my special got taken down, now the number one hit is KP Burke's girlfriend when you search on Google, and nice. It's getting uncomfortable. The special's back up, but I don't know if I mentioned that. Yeah, they gave it back to me on my own channel.
Go watch the special right now.
It's called
now.
Escape from Jacksonville, motherfucker.
And go watch my special, too. I got a half-hour special and an hour special that are both available on my YouTube channel right
both
now.
Both good, by the way. I watched them both,
thank you very much. I appreciate it. Nick Mullins got a new special. Go support his special. Mullins the
and then you can
man.
Jerk off to pictures of my girlfriend's feet. It's there. Yeah. Do it.
All right, we're going to wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. As always, love you guys. Go support Scott, KP, and Dave Temple and everything that they do. We'll be back Wednesday with the great Zach Amico. Going to be in studio again. Until then, good night. Oh.
That's all, folks.